Hello, pretty lady.
Oh, Logan. She laughs and hugs him to her. While I think that's how you talk to your bed bunnies, too, I still like it when you compliment me. Grinning, he pulls away from her.
Bed bunny? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You really don't? I ask, giving him a warm hug as well.
Come here, chick.
He teases me for being the youngest of the three of us, hugging me tightly.
How are you, sweet Paige?
Ow, not so tight. I complain, but have to laugh. Then I gently push him away from me to look at him again. Hey, now don't change the subject, Logan. What do you look like anyway? Seeing you in sweatpants and a t-shirt is a real rarity. Yeah, right? Piper agrees, amused, entering the apartment. There were times when I thought he'd even sleep in one of his beloved suits.
I can hear you, by the way.
He grumbles, following Piper into the hallway.
Besides, it's Saturday at noon. What do you expect me to do? And why doesn't anyone compliment me?
He laughs. I also enter the hallway and approach Logan again. The next moment, I'm ruffling through his blonde short hair, though that's because it's a mess and I want to get it in order. Now tell me, why are you dressed so comfortably for once? Then a premonition over.